inside the doorway.
Yes, it is Wednesday, January the 16th. Robbie Nobel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, there are some benefits keeping the hours that I keep. In other words, I go to bed really early. But I get up really, really early in the morning. And I get to see how the financial markets operate. And I see strange things that happen to financial markets in the wee hours of the morning where most people are still fast asleep. Last night on the show, I said today would more than likely be a very, very ugly day in the world of high finance. Before I went to bed, I was convinced that my prediction was true because Australia's markets tanked, Asian markets tanked, and subsequently European markets tanked. At 2 a.m. this morning, the Dow futures were indicating that the Dow was going to open plus or minus down 200 points. The dollar was substantially weaker. Gold was off $6. By 2:30, it seemed apparent that something was going on. All of a sudden, the dollar started gaining strength. And before you know it, by the time the bell rang for the opening on Wall Street this morning, the Dow ended at a basically flat line. There is no question in my mind, if you had any doubts whatsoever that the government orchestrates and manipulates the financial markets, this morning was a case in point. Who else would have bought such an enormous amount of dollars in order to reverse the trend of the Dow Jones Industrial Averages and subsequently put the dollar at its strongest growth rate that I have seen the dollar gain strength on any day in the last, 5 years. An amazing thing takes place, and they say this market's not manipulated. Please give me a break. When we return, we'll be speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Dead Ministries, but I'll also be bringing you the, well, depends on how you look at it, either the good metal prices or the bad metal prices.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the Flipside for a Wednesday. Before we bring Charles on, I just have to say this. I mean, it defies all logic that the dollar would gain as much strength as it did overnight. Yesterday we had the producer price index come out, and even though it was a bogus number, it was still the highest number that they have recorded in 27 years. Today we get the consumer price index that comes out, and it is rising at the fastest pace in 17 years. Motorists paid more for gasoline, grocery shoppers paid more for food bills. However, they tell us that these rising prices were offset by cheaper clothing and new cars. Paul Volcker came out today and said that the Fed has lost control of the monetary policy in the United States. Better than 70% consensus on Wall Street bigwigs think that the Fed is going to cut interest rates not only by 75 basis points, but a full 100 basis points. And you tell me the dollar is gaining strength on that kind of news? Anyway, gold in New York closed down $19.70 to end the day at $881.60. Silver off 42 cents at $15.83. Platinum off $17 at $1,564. Palladium, all $7 at $375. Currently in Asian trading, gold down $3.90 at $878 even. Platinum, silver, and palladium, all flat. Oil creeping up in the aftermarket, up 41 cents, sitting at $91.25. And as we mentioned, the U.S. dollar currently up 55 basis points at 76.25. It makes absolutely no logical sense. Well, maybe Bernanke's going to have an explanation for this tomorrow as he goes before Congress. Maybe somebody will ask him, excuse me, Mr. Bernanke, Was the plunge protection team responsible for the strengthening of the dollar overnight? Anyway, as we do each and every Wednesday, it's a great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
It was a puzzling Wall Street day. I certainly agree.
Oh, it was. Nothing made any sense whatsoever. Nothing. And watching it in the early hours of this morning, I mean, I was beside myself. I said, and nobody was even commenting about it. Not one single commentator asked the question, how is it possible that the dollar can gain strength in light of all the economic reports we've got out in the last 24 hours? How can the dollar actually even gain strength in light of the fact that Wall Street was waiting yesterday with great anticipation for the Fed to actually cut interest rates 2 weeks before their meeting at the end of the month? We headed on the road to financial Armageddon, Charles.
Yes. Well, I suppose you kind of put your finger on it when you suggested that the rate cut might be more than 0.5%, which would be a lot. And if Mr. Bernanke is going to cut the rates by more than 0.5%, and that's generally being leaked out, then that would be the kind of thing that would supposedly rescue the stock market. But the stock market didn't go up all that much, did it?
No. Well, it ended up, it was in positive territory for most of the day, but ended up closing down 34 points at 12,466. NASDAQ was off 23 at 2,394. But he's got some splaining to do tomorrow when he goes before Congress. And we'll see what he says. I'm not sure if he goes before the Senate tomorrow. I don't know if it's a Humphrey Hawkins thing or whether it's just before Congress. And if it's before Congress, there's one person there that's going to make him very uncomfortable, and that is one Ron Paul. Federal Reserve Chairman really hate getting questions from Ron Paul because they've got a lie, and it makes them uncomfortable.
Yes, maybe he'll ask him where all this money is coming from.
Yes. Well, they got this unique thing in Washington, D.C. It's called a printing press. Not only are we printing money, but judging by reports we got out earlier this week about super dollars out there, it seems there's a lot of people printing $100 bills right now. It seems to be the new wave of personal enrichment.
Robbie, I talked to a young consumer living in Pakistan, and he's actually in Malaysia right now this morning, very early. And he happened to remark to me that the price of bread has gone up 300% in Pakistan. And he attributed this to the Bush administration, but he just said that, and the size of the loaf has gone down a little bit too, he noticed. So the economics that we're seeing are resulting in much, much higher prices in basic commodities, not just here, but all over the world, and especially in poor countries like that import most of their wheat and most of their grain are paying these enormous prices now for bread, and bread is becoming a luxury in some places in the not just the third world, but in the Middle East. Of course, in the Gaza Strip, I can't imagine how they even find bread. A story that came out a couple of days ago in Haaretz was about how the donkey is now becoming the means of transportation in Gaza City. And when I was there walking around four or five years ago, I saw a lot of donkeys, and they were used, and kids had them, and poor farmers used them to haul their little carts around. But now there's no gasoline for the autos, and so people who have a donkey have a means of transportation that other people don't have. And one of the people, however, who was interviewed said, "What good does it do for me to have a donkey? I have no feed for him. I can't feed my donkey." And this is the dilemma of the people in the Gaza Strip being systematically starved at the very time when we have our president in Israel, and the enormous promotion over there is, of course, the effort to promote war in Iraq, in Iran. The president's effort is basically to summon support, at least to summon a lack of resistance to bombing Iran, just as he worked hard to summon resistance, to stifle resistance against bombing Iraq among Arab leaders. So here we are in the Middle East, campaigning openly to bomb Iran to start another war. And maybe at the root of this this dollar rise or something is some knowledge that that's going to happen. Maybe people are rejoicing over a new war. Is that possible? We don't know, but we know that the president is in Israel and he's campaigning among the people who are the most powerful advocates of another war, a war in Iran, the state of Israel, a Zionist state of Israel.
Well, I mean, and look, I mean, he professed his love for Israel openly, unashamedly while he was there, which if you are supposed to be a broker for peace, it completely shatters any illusion that your adversaries have that you are an honest broker because you've already made the statement. So his soiree into in his last year of his presidency, as many presidents seem to do, they wait until their last year to try and find out how to achieve a peaceful settlement in Israel, which they will never do, as you and I both well know, because of obviously the Israeli lobby doesn't want it to happen, and because of obviously his close ties with said lobby. And we see it manifest itself not only in George Bush's actions, but obviously the most hideous and in my opinion, was the staged event of an attack on a U.S. On U.S. warships in the Strait of Hormuz, which we now find out it was the threatening words was by a guy called, they call him the Filipino Monkey, I think that's his name. And everything that the mainstream media press reported about that incident has turned out to be a lie. So we had and many analysts have said this is sort of like pulling a page out of the Gulf of Tonkin.
You know, yes.
On purposely trying to antagonize in order to meet his agenda, in which he even said he told Olmert that when he told him that the recent intelligence report that came out that said Iran had stopped producing its nuclear program back in 2003, he said he completely dissed his intelligence agency. Anyway, we're speaking with Charles Kalshel from Straight Gate Ministry. We're going to get into a lot of other things. It's Mike Huckabee wants to... Where does this guy go? Why is this man even in the race? But it's a good thing, because he's exposing the whacked out religious fanatics, unfortunately, that have attached themselves to so-called evangelicals. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they're heading for the harbor. I was just a boy.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Give me your take on this. Mike Huckabee, at a campaign rally earlier this week, made the statement, what we need to do is amend the Constitution so it's in God's standards. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, no, I really don't. Mike Huckabee, of course, is the logical candidate to swing the Christian Zionist or the Judeo-Christian vote to the Republican Party. His statements are designed to be attractive to the Judeo-Christian movement, the Christian right. And then you have, in the same ring, you have John McCain. And his appeal is more of a warring appeal. He's saying that, I think he's quoted as saying, the defining issue of our day is the war between good and evil. It's Christian. It's the war on terrorism. And he goes on to say that our enemy is Islamofascism, and those are words that are aimed at getting him support from the same Christian right that Huckabee is playing to.
Maybe they'll have to change their tune soon, because Michael Chertoff today announced that the greatest threat facing America, once again playing on the fear card, the greatest threat facing America today is going to come from Europe. So maybe we need to be careful of those European fascist Islamo-Nazi types.
Something like that. So I don't know what to make about these political campaigns, but I do know that that all the parties are playing up to the Christian right, and they're playing up to the and of course, in order to get the support of the Christian right, they need to play up to the Zionist movement in Israel, because the Christian right leaders look to the state of Israel as the God figure that that they sort of follow. So on the Republican side, it looks like they're all trying to figure out how to dig into the Christian right vote, how to get enough of that to have a chance to defeat the Democrats. When the Democrats have all the cards to play, they have the inflation card, they've got the war card, they've got the unpopularity of the war, they have all the these things to play up to, and Hillary Clinton is saying, we just need to go back to the good old days of the Clinton administration when we had a balanced budget surplus and so on. You know what she's saying.
Sure.
And so I think that we can't try to make too much sense out of some of these things, because we're in a land of chaos. It's political chaos on the Republican side. I don't know if it makes any sense. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. It's economic chaos, as you described so well. And somewhere out of this, we need to find sanity in how we act and how we where we look for recovery. How are we going to recover from the mess we're in? The economic mess we're in is not going to go away because the dollar rallied for a week, which is really what's happening. The problems that are in the economy are deep-seated, and they're not going to go away. They're there. They're not going to go away even if George W. Bush manages to somehow pull the trigger and bomb Iran. I fail to see how that's going to make life better in America. It may cause us to stop thinking about the mortgage crisis for a little while, or the inflation crisis, or the decline in employment, or the decline in consumer spending. It may give government a way of propping up the economy while they spin yarns about a new war. But I fail to see how that's really going to help us. It seems like we're bent on a course of a war of desperation, not too different from maybe what Great Britain did in some of their tragic ending wars of the early 20th century, when they ended up destroying the finances of the world's leading banking entity, the Great Britain. And you know about that in, say, the Boer Wars. So this is our Boer War. This is the war of indecency that we've entered into, where we no longer even pretend that we're on a path of righteousness in our country. It's brutality. It's Islam. It's war against Islamofascism.
Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and look, when we get back, we'll go back to the beginning and take a look at this doctrine that these people follow. Just as how the faith is there. When we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397.
6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Side on Wednesday, speaking of Charles Caution from Straight Gate Ministries. The recent smear attacks that have been leveled against Ron Paul, accusing him of racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, and all the rest of it, have all been orchestrated within the Zionist community in order to discredit Ron Paul. Just so that people can understand, and we've gone over this before, but I think it's worthwhile going over it again because you know so much about it. Explain once again this belief system that that the dispensationalists obviously have adopted, and I guess we could, if you want to go back to Darby, that's fine. I guess that's the beginnings of it.
Okay. Well, I guess the question is how, and our concern in We Hold These Truths is how the Christian right, by whatever name you want to call them, Christian Zionist or whatever, and it includes anybody who calls themselves a Judeo-Christian, I suppose, when it comes right down to it, anyone who accepts that term to their breast and says, yes, I'm a Judeo-Christian, needs to examine themselves further to see if they fall into this trap. Because this trap isn't an indecency against Christianity. There is no Christianity in Christian Zionism. And it goes back to the idea that started around the turn of the 20th century with various people, including Cyrus Eiskill, finally Cyrus Eiskill, the man named Blackwell, a man named Darby, names that some of your listeners will know, and finally a Bible called the Scofield Reference Bible. And what that Bible did is it created the need for a physical, political state of Israel to fulfill biblical prophecy. It actually wrote this new state of Israel into the old King James Version of the Bible. It did it by elaborate footnotes, hundreds of pages of elaborate footnotes, and creating a very classy leather-bound Bible that could be shoved into seminaries, and then through a clever promotion and a very expensive one, that Bible became the most used Bible in America in the seminaries of what was called at that time, innocently enough, evangelicalism. And that reference Bible held that the state of Israel was the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and it would come, and with it would come the events that are commonly referred to as the Armageddon and the rapture and other events. Anyway, today we're living with that result, because evangelicalism has come to where it dominates Christianity in America. It represents the most active one-third of all people who call themselves Christian in America, and that number runs up around, somewhere around 70 to 100 million very activist people, and Mike Huckabee is a pastor from one of those churches, which would be called Christian Zionist Church. So here we have this movement that has as its primary concern, its defining issue, that a political state called Israel must exist, and that church leaders must, they believe, honor that political state in order to be in order to be doing God's will. They have a different argument for being saved. Somehow this fits in, but people tend to believe somehow this has something to do with whether they go to hell or to heaven. This is the influence of Christian Zionism in America, is to make that 100 million people somehow think they must honor the state of Israel. And what the state of Israel has accomplished for the American government, the present administration, is it created a war against Islam, the Islamic nations of the world. It's been nations like Sudan, or like Somalia, Bosnia, Iran, or Iraq, and of course Palestine, have all suffered under this Islamic, these constant wars upon Islam, which of course now has brought out the resulted in the word Islamofascism, which we see thrown around all the time. In other words, Islamofascism is the philosophy that we're supposed to be against today, whereas only 20 years ago what we were against was world communism. So we've switched from being against world communism to now being against Islamofascism. And the Christian right, the so-called Judeo-Christians, are the key to keeping people interested in and willing to accept a war against Islam, which is a world war. This world war has been forecast by various people who read the Schofield Reference Bible and who interpreted it correctly to be a political effort to bring about war. So this is why we are wrapped up in these wars right now, is because there are 100 million supporters of it in America to some degree who call themselves Judeo-Christians. Israel today, of course, is the key to this this effort, and it carries out a constant war of its own against its neighbors, the Philistine people, the Palestinians, who the Arabic word for Palestine is Philistine, and I talk about Gaza all the time because I've been there and I've seen the brutality of a captive nation of 1.5 million people who are systematically killed every day. Like shooting fish in a barrel, the Israelis simply go in and proclaim discipline against these people by killing some every day. And it literally is every day. There have been 6,000 people killed in the last year. So the theology called Christian Zionism is keeping us in war, and we need to overcome that in order to get out of the war cycle that we're in. We now are facing a war of indecency where we target countries that are not even big enough to be called enemies. Countries like Iraq with only 20 million people, something like that, the size of with the size of Arizona, not even as big as many of our states. And yet we call this a war that can go on for years and years and years. And these wars of indecency are kept going by the idea of the theology of a sort of a racial hatred against Islamo-fascism, or Islam, in its simplest terms. Most Americans don't feel that way. But unfortunately, there are leaders of the Christian right community who do. In a nutshell, that sort of brings us around to where we are, facing a war of indecency.
Isn't their core beliefs of the evangelicals
that yes,
by promoting a war with Iran, they will hopefully destroy the Temple Mount, thereby once again giving a sign of a return of Jesus?
Yes, yes. There's a long, complicated theology wrapped up in it, but essentially what Christian Zionists are supposed to accept, without really going into all the details, they're just supposed to accept the idea that whatever Israel does is okay, that it's necessary, right, that it's scriptural and biblical, and that the people that oppose the state of Israel are basically opposing God's will. This is essentially what Judeo-Christians are supposed to believe. That's the Judeo and Judeo-Christianity.
And I'm sure these are the very same people that were outraged about apartheid in South Africa, and who more than likely demonstrated in college campuses around the country and forced corporations to disinvest from South Africa because their moral compass was skewed by the apartheid policies of South Africa. And I've said this many, not only me, Jimmy Carter said this as well. The Israel position towards the Palestinians is no different to the position that white South Africans had towards black South Africans. And as a matter of fact, white South Africans killed far less black Africans than Israelis. You just mentioned the word 6,000 have been killed this year. Do you realize that from the start of apartheid back in 1948 until Nelson Mandela was put into power in 1990, less than 5,000 blacks died at the hands of so-called the anti-apartheid forces in South Africa?
Yeah, South Africa didn't have a systematic liquidation policy. It didn't have a policy of shooting people that got next to fences and walls. It didn't have a policy of imprisoning and torturing people.
Yeah, we never even built walls.
And it's unfortunate the term apartheid is used, because it does cause people to have false impressions about what South Africa did. And of course, what Israel does to the Palestinians is not comparable to anything we've seen anywhere in the world at all. We know of no other case where a population, on account of their race, is locked up inside of a prison with fences around it and kept there on account of its race, and is not allowed to come and go or even be fed. Electricity does not get into Gaza. Fuel does not get into Gaza. The grain that they eat has to be elevated over a fence and dumped in a pile inside of this enormous compound. The brutality of the Israelis toward the Gazans is beyond human comprehension. You now have a million and a half people being systematically starved. By the way, they have a cold snap there right now. I hope it's over by now, but there are people in the desert who've actually died of hypothermia from it getting so cold. It got down to 15 degrees Fahrenheit on the Negev Desert. And people who live in Gaza tell me it's very cold there in the winter. It's not a lovely, warm, tropical climate in the winter. It's chilly, it's cold, it's damp. And people put on everything they own. And in Gaza, there's no fuel, and the Israelis will not let them have fuel. And their statement is, we want to make them hurt, but we don't want to kill them. This is a statement that has been made by Olmert and others. So this kind of brutality was going on when George W. Bush was there, and he ignored it. The Israelis killed a bunch of Palestinians while he was there. They killed 19 Gazans while he was there. And so what we need in our country is for the Christian right to revolt against this and to realize they've made a mistake. It's really not Christianity. They want to follow Christianity. They're following the wrong leaders. They need to follow Christianity that follows what Christ would say about murdering people inside a compound. Well, our president is dining and being entertained outside the compound. That's quite unbelievable, isn't it, Robbie?
It's mind-boggling by all its proportions.
It really is. I mean, Israel's a little place. You can see anything you want to see in Israel from a public bus. It's not hard to find. You can take taxi cabs who will take you within sight of anything you want to see. So it's not a mystery there.
Do you know about Route 443?
443?
I guess it's a road that there's one made road that runs through the Palestinian territories. I think it's called Route 443.
Is that the road that goes along the wall?
Well, it's called the Forbidden Road.
Okay.
And it's called Highway 443, there was an article that appeared in today's edition, by the way, of The Independent, which is out of England. It says, Highway 443 runs straight through the heart of occupied West Bank, but Palestinians are not permitted even to set foot on the asphalt their ancestors laid. And it's a story about a day in the life at this Highway 443, where the Palestinians are, even though it's in their own land, they are not allowed to travel on it, thereby not able to obviously exercise, you know, any commerce.
Yes, you're talking about the West Bank, and the West Bank looks like a cluster of grapes. Each little village has roads around it that the Palestinians are not allowed to use. And they're surrounded by little villages. Each village is connected by a series of network of roads like a spider web. And in the holes in the spider web are the little Palestinian towns and villages that make up the West Bank. This is how Israel has managed to isolate the Palestinians into gulags, is by building roads around them, putting in settlements between them, connecting the settlements with their own roads, then forbidding the Palestinians from going to roads. And then, of course, this enormous wall, which is in some places 26.5 feet high, runs the entire length supposedly between Israel and the West Bank. But that's impossible anymore, so it winds in and out among these villages and towns, frequently cutting off villages from the farmland that the village farms. The history of the Arab farmers is they live in a village, they farm the land, they go out to the farms. And so the wall that has been built to separate the Palestinians from the Israelis is about three times as long as the 1967 line called the Green Line, which it's supposed to follow. Now it follows the Green Line, but it's three times as long as the Green Line. Can you imagine what that means? It means that it weaves in and out, and it isolates people from their property, and it grabs more and more and more territory. So this is the kind of a strange situation that exists in the place where George Bush just visited. How could he not see this? How could he not know this? How could he not see a wall 26.5 feet high?
Because he was surrounded by 10,000 security guards.
Right.
And they only showed him what they wanted to show him.
Exactly.
More than likely. We speak with Charles Carson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you would like to get hold of Charles, just get a pen and piece of paper. We'll give you all that information.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness.
We are with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you want to find out more, and there's a lot more to be found out, if you have any questions, direct you to Charles's website at WHTT.org, where there's a number of fine articles posted, including one penned by Charles entitled Ethanol, Burning Food, The Path to Global Famine. And that's a great article. It's amazing when you think about it. The Israelis are killing them with bullets and rockets, and we are killing them by going on the stupid corn ethanol thing. You can reach Charles by writing to Straight Gate Ministries at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or you can call him at 480-947-3329. And as I said, it's a great website. If you've got friends who don't understand what you're talking about, that the link that you have there to Christian Zionism and its roots, I think, is self-explanatory in and of itself. I mean, anybody has any doubts about what we talk about here each and every Wednesday, all they got to do is click that on. It'll explain it. And it was done very well, sir.
It stops once during, I just ran through it today. We're doing some updating on it. We're soon going to have it on CD so people can download it. And we want people to download this and make copies themselves and give them away. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to make it iPod. We're going to get iPod friendly because we have to overcome Christian Zionism. We're going to have to be iPod people, I guess, so people can take it with them and listen where they are.
Well, I think if they arm themselves, once the CD comes out, if they arm themselves with that CD and they arm themselves with another one called Freedom from Fascism, they will be able to understand and connect all the dots.
Yes, I agree. So it's by the way, we're going to be doing a vigil on the 27th, which is on a Sunday here in Phoenix, Arizona, at a lovely, wonderful church called City, a very happy church called City Church on Cactus Street near North Scottsdale, a lovely place run by a pastor named, a very successful young pastor named Terry Crist, and these are not bad people. They are in the Judeo-Christian realm. They don't spend much time talking about supporting the state of Israel or anything like that, but they do by their inaction. They're doing it. They're participating in the war effort. So we're going to be doing a vigil there.
Maybe I'll join you and bring a couple of my Ron Paul supporter friends along with big banners.
That'll be wonderful. Bring them. That'd be a good place for them to show their banners.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, thank you.
It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Pleasure's all mine.
Okay.
Till tomorrow, my friends. More fun and adventure in the high world of finance. Nothing beats what happened this morning. Nothing. Nothing beats what happened this morning. Till then, see you. Bye.
With 3